A new constitution for the European Union gets its first test on Sunday when Spain holds the first referendum on the document. EU officials hope Spanish voters will set the example. Polls show Spaniards are among the most pro-EU Europeans, even though they know little about what goes on at EU headquarters in Brussels. Jerome Sokolowski has more from Madrid on the campaign to persuade Spain to vote yes.
For the past month, Spaniards have been bombarded with campaign ads urging them to vote yes to the EU Constitution. But if anything can get people going in Spain, it's soccer.
Contribuirá a la paz, la seguridad, el desarrollo sostenible de la planeta.
The legendary former coach of FC Barcelona, Johan Cruyff, is one of the big names recruited to read out passages from the 350-page document. Abridged copies have even been handed out to soccer fans at matches. The strategy seems to have worked. In recent surveys, most Spaniards say they'll vote yes, even though more than 90% admit they know little or nothing about the EU Constitution. Near the vendor stalls outside Atlético de Madrid's soccer stadium, Alberto and Luisa are among the fans lining up for a game. They already know how they're going to vote.
Que sí, que sí.
Porque dicen que es bueno.
Yes, of course, he says. Because they say it's good, she adds.
Me parece una cosa bastante, no sé, normal, ¿verdad? Que sí, para el progreso del país y...
I think it's the right thing to do for Spain's progress, says another fan, Germán Arcos. The European Constitution won't create a United States of Europe. Foreign affairs, defense, and taxation remain in the hands of member states. But the EU would have a figurehead president.
Los españoles seremos los primeros en votar la Constitución Europea el día 20.
In his campaign ads, Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero has focused on the faith that Spaniards have in the EU. Since joining the European Union in 1986, Spain has received more than $100 billion in aid, mostly for highways and to modernize its industry.
Fuerte y unida es una garantía para España.
Spain has done well in Europe, the Prime Minister says, so it's important for us that Europe moves forward because we Spaniards have moved forward with Europe. Opponents of the Constitution are mostly from the far left. They say it favors big business at the expense of the Spanish worker. Even some supporters of the EU say the referendum is a waste of time and money and could backfire on Brussels if the turnout is low. At a town hall meeting in Daganzo, citizens are being told why they should go out and vote. Daganzo is a mostly working-class village of about 7,000 citizens outside Madrid. Now, a web of new superhighways is turning it into a bedroom community for the capital. Enrique Barón, a member of the European Parliament, says it was massive aid from the European Union that helped secure Spain's democracy in the 1980s.
You must not forget that our Marshall Plan came from Europe, not from the United States. But moreover, in our case, there is a very strong identification between Europe and democracy.
Many people here see the European Union as a political counterweight to the United States.
Una Unión Europea fuerte.
During the meeting, Daganzo's young mayor tells the audience that a stronger Europe might have been able to stand up to America and prevent the Iraq War. That's reason enough for factory worker Ruby Gutierrez to like the Constitution, even though she too hasn't read it.
Pues yo creo que esto es bueno.
None of us wanted that war, so if this Constitution can prevent that, then I'm all for it, she says. More than $10 million is being spent on the campaign. European leaders hope that a strong Spanish C will encourage other countries to vote in favor of Europe's new constitution. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.